Hey everyone, Jason here. Before we get started with today's episode, I want to go over two quick things. First of all, if you've never watched a video episode of the Tabletop Battlefield podcast, today would be a good day to start due to what we're doing on the show. So you can head on over to tabletopbattlefield.com/podcast, and in the upper left-hand corner, you can find the RSS feeds for both WMV and H.264 videos. Or you can click on podcasts in the left-hand menu, and you can download the latest video files straight from there. Also, for your own safety, do not try and attempt what we do in today's show at home. We're sort of professionals, and we sort of know what we're doing, but seriously, you can get yourself hurt if you try to duplicate what we do today. So with that, enjoy the show and have fun with all the destruction.
Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan, holding the camera.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And some people think you can do case testing by making it see how warm and fuzzy the case feels on the inside. Well, they're wrong. We're doing real testing. And not to take the case to the hobby shop and see how things survive testing. The kind where your girlfriend's so ticked because you just called Captain Victoria Haley hot. And that's why we are standing on top of a balcony for this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And we're in Episode 20 of the year, so we're kind of getting the twilight of the season. Almost done. We got, I think, 5 more episodes after this. So it's actually getting pretty close to 2010. Looking forward to it. But what we're doing today is we're doing real hardcore hobby game figure case testing. We've got 4 cases. Ryan will show those off in a minute. And we're basically put them through a series of very brutal, very violent tests.
I mean, people always talk about how their cases, you know, never really work like they're supposed to. Or, you know, they whine and complain that it costs too much.
Yes.
Well, now we're here to prove with different mount, you know, different values, different, you know, structural integrities of the cases, which one works the best for your buck.
We're going to find out. And what we're going to do is the final test, why we're standing up here. We'll be back up here later. But we're going to throw these things off a balcony, among other things. So let's go ahead, jump down to the basement. Ryan will show off the cases. We'll go through the rules, and we'll start basically
doing the testing,
these cases and see
absolutely.
How things go.
All right.
Let's head downstairs.
All right, let's get started to show what boxes we're actually going to be testing today. All right, first off is the War Machine box. You have wonderful rubber bands inside it. This is essentially free because you buy it along with your figures when you get your figures with your boxes. And next is your wonderful Targets box. Actually, I don't know. I'm not sure where Jason bought this thing, but
Meyer.
It's your Meyer box. There you go.
You can get it anywhere, though.
Yeah. You can get it basically anywhere. It generally costs around like $5 to get, and you got your foam padding stuff inside to protect your figures. And then third, you have Jason's wonderful carrying case box. This is his custom built case, and you can actually see how Jason builds this on one of his YouTube videos. It'll pop up on the screen and you'll know where to go, or you can see it in the show notes. This costs around like $25, how Jason built it. So you can get more information on how to build it on Jason's YouTube site. And next, last but not least, you have the game's Warp Shot carrying case. And I feel so much like Vanna White like right now, just doing the whole arm thing. I don't know. I feel nice. I just need the blonde hair, you know, and then the big, you know, white teeth smile. I don't know how she maintains that. But anyway, okay. You have the Games Workshop carrying case, and personally, I'd rather see some color right here. That's personally. Otherwise, it looks pretty excellent. This box carries 108 figures inside, and it should open easily. And there's your figures inside, and it's supposed to protect those figures in there. We'll see how good it does. This case costs around $57.75. And we'll move now on to Jason, and he'll explain what's next.
Now, I'm going to be talking about how we're scoring the cases between each of the tests. Each case will be scored on 2 different categories. One is the structural integrity of the case, and the other is how well the figures are protected. A combined score between the two will basically indicate how each of the various cases performs and which one is the winner overall. Now, the structural integrity of this case we measure on a 5-point scale. 5 points implies that the case is still in pristine shape. No real cosmetic damage, no apparent negative effects on the case. 4 points implies that the case has taken some cosmetic damage, but the structural integrity of the case has not been compromised in any way. 3 points means we're moving down to where the damage has compromised the structural integrity of the case, but we aren't worried enough to where we're going to try to repair with duct tape or some other kind of crazy fix. 2 points is the case has taken enough damage that we've had to do some kind of repairs that keep the case together. 1 point, the case is basically being held together with a prayer and a whole lot of duct tape, which basically means it's just about ready to fall apart and is really not good for protecting any figures. 0 points, the case is worthless, it can't be used anymore, it is eliminated from the contest, and it'll be placed aside and will not be used for any further tests. Now, as for protecting the figures, each case has an identical set of 7 figures. I know Kyle has an airsoft gun in his back pocket right now. And five of the figures are basically pre-assembled, pre-painted Mage Knight figures. Each of those figures is going to be worth 1 point as long as they survive the test. The other 2 figures are Games Workshop Warhammer 40,000 Imperial Guard figures. These are from the most recent release, so these are basically hand-assembled, made from 5 to 7 pieces each. How we're going to determine basically the figure scores after each test, myself, Ryan, and Kyle will examine the figures and decide whether they are still worthy for use. Well, basically, if they are, they'll move on, otherwise they'll be taken out of the case. And as figures are removed from the case, the figure protection score of the case will go down. And as with the structural integrity portion of the scoring, if no figures are left in functional shape, the case will be eliminated, it has failed, and it'll be placed off to the side. Between each round, I will be going ahead and keeping this scoreboard up to date here between the figure and structural integrity scores of each of the tests. And finally, after the last and final round, what am I saying?
You said integrity.
Whatever. So after all the rounds then, we'll go ahead and give each case a final score. The highest score will be declared the winner. So with that, let's have Kyle talk about the 5 tests we're going to be doing.
And while Ryan and Jason have explained, you know, why we're doing these tests, I'm going to actually get to the nitty-gritty and explain what these tests are. We're attempting to destroy these cases in the most brutal manner. But the first test is just a common test. It's the drop test. We're going to do it from 4 feet high, you know, normal human height, for carrying a case, maybe slightly higher, and drop on the ground. We're going to see if anything falls out, gets cracked, dented. Hopefully something gets even, you know, punctured. Who knows? But that's something common because we all can drop our cases and we would like our crap to not be destroyed. Unlike Jason's, which hopefully will be destroyed by the end of this. Our next test is the throw test. I don't know who would want to throw a case. I sure as heck don't want to, but you know what? It seems like fun. So we're going to throw these cases 10 feet across the floor, hopefully hitting the hard ground, maybe doing some more damage. Maybe one of them will actually be damaged enough to be eliminated. Who knows? So we got Jason's crap to destroy here, and I'll get an opportunity here to throw him down the stairs. The stairs are about 8 feet high, and I want to try and hit as many stairs possible while it goes down to inflict the most damage. But if that doesn't work, we're getting into the real good stuff. We have the crush test. We're taking a 10-pound dumbbell on each one of these remaining cases, and we're going to try and crush them. You know, I predict that Jason's Mel case will be able to sustain this, but hopefully it may even do some damage to the Games Workshop case, but I feel that one will actually still survive. The 2 other cases I think will be blown away by then. You know, for some reason that, you know, more than those 2 cases, or even if those 2 cases survive, we have the balcony test. We are going to chuck these remaining cases off of Jason's balcony, hitting the hard ground as fast as possible to cause the most chaos and damage unimaginable. And, you know what, if somehow one of those cases survives, we got, you know, somewhere, fireworks, M80s, you name it. We may have to use those and destroy the cases personally. Only you will find out after this. So let's get to the test.
Battle box.
Here's the battle box. Let's go see what happens. Well, you know, some pieces, sounds like some pieces of the figures were rambling around in there, but I don't think any damage really occurred.
Yeah, so that piece, something else on the ground.
Yeah, that was something else. That was disappointing.
All right, plastic case.
Plastic case. Here's a foam plastic case. Well, we're about 4 feet right here, you would say, Jason?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, here we go. Well, that sounded better, but I think those pieces also stayed pretty well intact.
Yeah, sounded loud, but we'll see. All right. Oops, wait. It came delatched.
Oh.
Well, now for that flying thing out. My custom case.
Oh, you're going custom case first. Okay.
Yes.
I thought we were going to go with the GW one before, but okay. Here we go. 4 feet.
It's so loud.
Yeah, but nothing moved around in it.
Probably not.
No, I don't see any real denting.
No, nothing serious.
And that dent already there was already in the case, correct?
Yeah, there's a few scratches already. Games Workshop.
This thing's light, but...
It is. It clocks in at 3 pounds with a few figures in it.
3 pounds. All right. That was even louder.
That was the loudest one, and it came unlatched.
Uh-oh, that's not looking good for the GW case.
It doesn't look like it took any damage, but it just came unlatched.
So was it latched properly in the first place?
Yes,
it was.
Wow. Uh-oh.
All right, $57 right there, too.
Yeah, I know. Let's go ahead and we'll crack these guys open and take a look at what happened to the figures inside. Okay, just doing a quick check first of the GW case. All the figures appear to still be intact. Though it came unlatched in the test, it doesn't appear...
There was any real damage to it.
Yeah, no real damage structurally or to any of the figures. They're all still holding intact, yeah.
So...
Let's jump on to... Let's go in reverse order then. My custom case. That always is like that.
Yeah.
We've got... Looking good. I am not seeing any damage yet.
Think the foam held?
Ooh.
There was damage?
One. The one Mage Knight figure lost her arm. What do you guys say? Elimination?
Well, it depends if it's usable or not.
It's still pretty usable. It is a fragile figure, but I don't know.
That's not looking good for your case there.
Well, that's... So, everyone else is in pretty good shape.
That's just one figure, right?
That's just one figure, so it's not terribly awful.
I don't completely eliminate
it. No. No. But some of the other figures already have that thing.
That's still a big concern.
Well, you forget that it's WizKids Mage Knight, so.
Yeah.
So let's go. The battle box.
Uh-oh.
Well, this one is already broken prior to the test, so we can't count that. Everyone else is still intact, though. No damage. No damage there yet.
Credit to War Machine. Rubber bands.
Well, it would be different of those metal, but since everything's going plastic, then...
Yeah, we should. If I had money to spend on metal figures, they would have been in here. Looking all right. Just kind of rooting through here. Good. Good. That's checking in pretty good.
For organization purposes, that is probably not the way to go.
No, but all the figures in here survived, and the latching still works, even though it came unlatched. No real damage. So, the only one that actually had any negative effects would be my case. So, all right, let's move on to the second test, the throw test.
All right.
Here we go, we're on the test two, the throw test. Kyle?
Here is the battle box from the War Machine, and here we go. That really didn't do anything.
Didn't sound too bad.
No.
Now, that's no noticeable damage at the moment, so we'll set that one off. Let's go to the next one.
That one's
a plastic case. I see this thing coming apart. That's my guess.
Wow, it landed in a perfect arc.
Any other way, I think that lid would have came off.
Excellent.
And not seen any...
It saved itself from
dying. It really did. What a load of crap. Okay, my custom case. This is going to be loud.
Ready? All right, here we go. No.
Whoa, that landed upright. How's that?
Bonus points.
How is that for class? Let me
Wow.
Yeah, no noticeable damage at the moment. All right.
These tests aren't getting good enough here.
I know. Apparently, maybe we'll add a sixth test that just destroy stuff, like run over the car. Oh.
Whoa.
I heard I see the latch came undone again.
That was a little bit harder of a throw, though. It was
we
a little.
We got physical damage to the case.
Uh-oh.
We have physical damage to the case. The corner is bent in.
Oh my goodness!
That's definitely gonna give us some points,
Knock
Job.
Looks like an epic fail.
All right. Well, that's all we got for the throw test. Let's go ahead and examine the contents and see how things look. Start with the War Machine kit box,
which didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it didn't sound loud. No noticeable damage to the case. We are looking at. All the figures have not taken any additional damage in the state they were in. It's still doing pretty darn good. The crush test will be its undoing now, I think.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, we don't want that thing winning.
Seriously, we're going to have to run these things over the car or something. It doesn't happen. Okay, let's take in the plastic.
That one saved itself.
Yeah, it did.
Those guys are looking all right.
I mean, it flipped over. I was shocked.
Isn't any worse off than what she was. Grenade launcher guy's intact. We've got, he's good. All five figures, our seven figures, are passing the test.
All right. How's that for Meyer? Woo!
Here we go. My custom case.
Which landed on,
yeah.
Landed upright.
Yeah. No new physical damage of what was on before we started the tests. So let's see here. She's still what she was. Good. Good. Clocked in good. Good. He's doing fine. Yep, we're looking at all the figures. They're still holding up pretty good.
Jason's happy.
So the only one that showed any signs of damage so far would be the GW case. Once again, the latch came off, and we do have that dented in corner. Is that a... Is that a minus 1 point for a significant cosmetic damage?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Inside, he got moved around a little bit, but he's all right. Viewers are clocking in. She's doing fine.
I think they're all looking good, though.
They're all looking good. So only 1 point off for the slight cosmetic damage. But other than that...
It's going to take a lot more to knock it down another point, though. From there.
A lot more, but oh well. Oh, we got actually two dented corners here.
It's going to be interesting to see how, if it dents when you put the 10 pounds on it.
Yeah, that's
going to be
good.
Oh, all right. For our next test, though, will be the stair test, though.
Definitely. Ready for the stairs?
I'm ready for the stairs.
Let's go. Third test, stair test. Kyle's back up top, ready to throw stuff down. I'm going to get out of the way because I don't want to be hit. Let's see what happens. Is the War Machine Battle Box up first?
Yes, it is.
War Machine Battle Box is coming up first.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's not even going down the steps. I think I have to...
Should we redo that one?
Let's redo that one.
Redo it.
Yeah. I guess
that's a penalty.
I have to go a third, fourth step.
Back. One more option to do it, Kyle.
We're cheating. Who cares?
Ready?
Yeah, go for it.
That's better.
That's better.
That made the landing.
Slightly wear in the corners. Oh, we got a ripped side.
Oh, we do?
Just kind of looks like it's starting to rip the side there. Yeah, you can see that. There. All right, go ahead. What's next? Is it the plastic case?
Okay.
I bought the lid is coming off. We're going to be cleaning this up in a minute.
Whoa!
I was wrong.
Oh, my goodness. Did that stay intact?
Wow.
Not bad for $5.
Really not. The figure's looking intact from in here, but we'll examine that in a minute. What's up next?
It is your case.
My case, awesome. This guy's gonna be a beast.
This is gonna be loud.
This will be loud. See why you gotta be out of the...
Yeah, it's a beast.
I'm still not seeing any physical damage to it. Alright, well, GW case.
Uh-oh. Here's the GW case.
Dang.
Those things like to come out and grab me.
Another dented in corner. Hold on. You guys want to do that one more time because we're not destroying stuff enough?
No, we got the next two.
We got more stuff.
All right, fine. We got a few more. We got more dented in corners. We have four dented in corners, but still not like damaged per se.
Jason, you're not seeing enough destruction.
I'm not. Well, that's really disappointing.
As we said, we're going to ride over vehicles, MAVs, you name it.
Sledgehammers.
We'll come up with something.
But at least there's some more damage. Shockingly, all of them have passed our first three tests, no problem.
Well, let's crack them open, see what they're like inside. All right, so we've already deducted points from the GW case for its bastion corners. Let's see how the figures look inside, because integrity-wise, it's still not, like, compromised at all. Is that... That wasn't there before.
No, it wasn't.
There's another scrape in the front here I just noticed. Nothing serious, but it's a little damaged. We're still looking. Everyone... Let's see. Quick check. Everyone's still clocking in. Perfectly good.
Yeah.
No figure loss for the GW case yet. All right, War Machine box. What do you guys say? We got a rip side. Is that, that's enough?
That's damaged. That's... I'll take at least
not
one
duct
point.
Tape yet.
Not duct tape.
Not duct tape yet. It's we're
gonna,
1 point off.
We're going to nick it for a point. Inside. We are not seeing any unknown damage. Everyone, one, two. You know, all the figures are still there.
Plastic's made really well then.
Yeah. They're not, I don't think this guy didn't survive the next test very well, but...
You never know.
You never know. It's we've been surprised by the durability of these things so far.
The War Machine box has been shockingly durable.
This guy here is really no physical damage. I'm not seeing lashes are still intact.
Scratches.
Scratch.
Yeah, those are some scratches.
Yeah, you're right.
Cosmetic damage.
Cosmetic. That's not my, I don't think that's enough to be a minus a point, though. No, scratches aren't enough for me.
Really want that thing
one,
to burst open.
Two, three, four, five intact. Six, seven. They're all still, figures are all still intact. All seven figures are looking good inside the plastic box. And finally, my custom case.
Really just went bam.
Yeah, it's still not, it's got a few scratches. But
yeah, a few new scratches, but that's it.
Nothing substantial. We're looking at... Uh-oh. Oh, no, he's fine. He just came out a little bit of unlocked. Good. 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 She's still doing fine. Good. All figures are still intact. So, all right, let's go ahead, tally up the scores for this round, and we'll move on to the crush test. This is a 10-pound weight we're going to drop like this. On to the boxes. Kyle, you get to do the honors.
Sweet.
First up, War Machine Battle Box. Let's take a vote here. Is this going to survive? I say no.
No.
Ryan?
Probably not.
Okay, we're good. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Oh.
I heard that.
Oh.
That is some damage there. That is some damage. All right. Pause for a second. Let me get this. And it's him. Oh.
Ooh.
Here. Take a look at this. This is definitely, we're down to a 3 at least.
Oh, my goodness.
That's compromised. Oh, that's compromised. Okay, let's get the next box up in 1 second. Okay,
down here we have the next one, the plastic $5 case. Any predictions on this one, guys?
We're going to see the lid broken, I think.
Okay. Any damage to the figures?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to make a bet that it's going to stay intact.
I say lid broken, no serious damage to the figures. Maybe one figure, but most of them are going to be fine.
All right.
I think it's going to surprise us.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
What did I tell you?
No, that is massive damage.
Oh,
it is? Oh, yeah.
That is massive, massive damage.
Oh.
There's... That's going to be down to a... No, this it is, survived.
This, I don't even know duct tape can serve.
This is might be down to a 1, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's clear the...
Ooh. And a figure fell out. A figure fell out.
But it didn't go 2 feet. That's to go 2 feet.
Oh.
There you go. That's what you're looking at.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Get my case out there. It's judgment time for it. At least it'll make it to the round where you throw it off a balcony. There we go. Mine, I think you're going to see a dented, but no serious damage.
Pretty big dent.
What do you think?
What do you think, Ryan?
Probably a pretty big dent.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! That is brutal.
That is a pretty big dent.
Ooh! The side! The side!
That's definitely, I think it would be down to a 3, because it's...
It could be a 2.
Well, there's no real need to repair it. It's just a thin aluminum sheet is what's coming off.
Yeah, it is.
There's still a wood piece under there.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
It's structural damage, but it's not like...
Jason, here, close up on it.
Close up on it. Yeah, here. There's the dent. Here's the aluminum thing come off the side. So apparently this thing really is a wood case with aluminum paneling on it. It's not a metal case like I thought it was.
Uh-oh. Lame.
Okay.
And finally, the GW case.
GW case.
This might be bad.
It's going to be some damage to this.
This is going to make me cry because I paid $50 for this case 2 nights ago. I just bought this thing. This is going to make me cry.
All right, and predictions.
We're going to see definitely cracking. It's going to be cracked. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be massive.
Horrible damage.
3, 2, 1. Whoa!
Oh my!
Wow! It bounced.
Wow!
It bounced off of it.
No, it almost came unlatched again, but
there's nothing.
There's a big dent.
There is a dent. It's not that.
It's pretty deep, but it's not.
Compared to everybody else, no.
Yeah, that's definitely not even. Not. It's not gonna lower any points for it.
No.
So, all right, let's crack these things open and see what's inside. Here we go. The GW case. It's structurally survived the best. I say still keep it a 4. It's no concern about, you know, integrity at all. A little dent here, but it's not that bad.
Okay, I see it. No,
compared to the other things.
It just bounced off it.
Inside, we are looking at 2, 3, 4 figures, 5, 6. No effect on the figures at all.
Oh, kudos.
Any damage to the clippings?
To the clippings?
Yeah.
All the latches?
Yeah, latches.
No, they're fine. This keeps coming loose, but it's not like, you know, any worse damage. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, next is
my case, which, oh my goodness, that was just brutal. Damn,
this is horrendous.
This, apparently, like I said, this is aluminum sheet. So it's not like it's significant structural damage, but it's definitely, that's a hazard because it could cut you.
Yeah.
Could
be down to 3.
It's got to be, 3 definitely.
Yeah, take it down.
3. 3 points. We're down to 3 points for this case. Let's crack it open and see what's inside.
Ooh!
Well, that never was secured up there. That was always loose.
No, we were talking about that hole. I thought there was...
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a 3.
Yeah.
And I was talking about the back of this. Right where it was.
Yeah, crap. Well, okay. But at least the figures look to be... Still the same shape. He's good. Yeah, he's fine. Fine. GW figure's fine. She's doing all right. Good. Yeah, no figure damage, though.
Wow, we guess we're going to have to run over some things after Brian's truck.
We'll have like a bonus test at the end after the credits. That wasn't officially part of the thing. Okay, here we go.
Ooh!
The one that probably came off the worst, I think.
Yeah, this is brutal.
I think it did the most damage to the case itself.
What do you guys say? Are we down to a 2 here? Once again, it's all duct tape up.
Oh, yeah.
If
not even a 1. I mean, that's some good duct tape there.
The lid did survive.
Yeah.
The lid did survive.
I'm going to say 2 because the lid still latches on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the reason. If the lid was physically damaged, I'd definitely say 1, but 2... You can patch it up with duct tape and keep stuff from flying out.
So I think that plastic really helped because it's a little bit more flexible.
Yeah. So let's see about the figures, though. 1's good. She's not any worse than what she was. 3 are good. These figures are surviving a lot more than I would have expected, but that's...
As I said, because it's plastic. These plastic figures can take a heck of a lot better beating than metal.
All 7 are still... Fine.
Jeez, this is not looking good for the figures. I mean, for us, I mean.
That's all right. The point of a science experiment is to learn something. It doesn't always give the outcome you want, but you still learn something. That's the important part of it.
I predict damage to this one.
What do we say from the case? This is probably down... Is this...
3.
Is 3? Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
The case is still in...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Ooh!
Oh!
Ooh, 2.
Because that's both top and bottom compromised.
Oh, ooh,
maybe underneath it. It's crushed. No way. Oh, wait, we have a failure. We got a figure broken. That's down minus 2 points.
Yeah, well, I hope so. It busted right through the dang thing.
Wow, most of the figures went out of the way, though.
Yeah. So I'd say he's down 2 points for a figure, and we would say 2 points for the case total.
Yeah.
All right, let's repair these guys and get them ready for the final test, the balcony test.
Are you sure we even need to repair them?
Yeah, let's we'll put some duct tape on it.
Okay.
And that one there. So that's for the two, because, you know, the rules for two says they basically had to have some repair action done to them.
Okay. Here we are on the balcony once again. We're here for the test five, throwing these cases off of the balcony, right into that X to destroy them.
Got a nice piece of plywood down there, a nice big X. Think you can hit that from all the way up here?
Well, either I'm going to hit it or I'm not going to hit it.
Well, we'll find out. We're probably, what, probably 15 feet up, pretty
close
about
to that.
It. Maybe
so
a little bit more. I don't know.
So, shall we begin, though, with the
all
test?
Right, let's begin. First up, the War Machine Battle Box.
Which has survived somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, in...
After the crush test, it's now got a bunch of duct tape on it, but it's still there. Six of seven figures are still intact. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's give it a nice
throw.
Let's do it.
Two. One.
You missed.
You missed.
I missed.
The wind.
Yeah, it probably got taken by the wind.
What a piece of crap.
Shall we do it again?
You want me to just hit it against there?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Actually, let's do it again. Okay, that's a lot better now.
All right. That didn't go too well, but...
No. This one should go better. It's actually got weight to it.
Yeah.
So...
Here's a...
Plastic box test.
Taped up.
It's repairs from the side here.
It's got a little string of tape.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay.
All right.
Let's see you hit the thing this time. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Five!
Yeah!
Oh, the destruction! The devastation!
Bad, though. The figures came out a little bit, but they're not within 2 foot. They're still within 2 foot rule.
Wow.
Oh, no, it's starting to rain.
All right, we got...
All right, well, it's raining, baby!
Hey, it's pierce of rain, but that won't stop us. Here's the case!
It's only raining harder.
Let's go!
That's my custom case coming down.
2! 1!
Fire!
Whoa! I think there's some more damage there.
More?
I think.
All right.
I think it's been up a little bit more.
It kind of finishes up. It's probably going to stop raining as soon as we're done. It's like getting lighter now.
Oh, yeah. But who cares?
Okay, hold on a second.
We can't hold on a second. We're getting soaked.
The camera's falling down over there. Just hold it up, Priscilla. Hold it up.
Hold it up. Okay, ready for the final case.
Okay, let's do it. Come on.
All right.
3.
This is Games Workshop.
2.
Case. Games Workshop.
1.
Coming down.
Whoa. That one tried to kill me.
And maybe it should have.
Well, let's get
one
more time up here. That's all the cases got for the balcony. Let's get down in the rain, recover this mess, and see what kind of damage we just inflicted. Hopefully it's a lot. Let's move. Let's get out of here. So that's about it. We're done with the final balcony test. Let's go ahead, check the damage for one last time, and give these guys a final score and decide the overall outcome, who's the winner, whatnot.
Okay.
So... The War Machine Battle Box, which kind of got
still
off
already
easy.
A little taped.
I think it's lack of weight. If there's real weight in there, I think it would have...
Got rained on quite a bit,
that's
too.
That's more damage. The rubber band cut through the back right here.
It might have been the second or third time I actually hit it against
the
board.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4. No, we had another broken figure.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nasty.
The wood golem that got snapped in half. She is as damaged as she always was. Well,
yeah, that'd have to be the time I was throwing against the
that's all right. Yeah, we'll count it against it. So
yeah.
Another -1 to that figure, or to that case. The plastic case, which actually survived pretty well compared to the
weight
drop.
I threw that down pretty hard there.
I had no real additional structural damage. I mean, that was
I mean, some stuff, some of the... Figures and stuff came out.
I mean, that hit the
lid isn't holding on anymore. She was.
If the lid's not holding on, that's more damage.
Yeah, it is.
You think so?
Yeah. If the lid didn't
All right, we'll bump it down to 1 point then.
Yeah.
Because if the lid can't stay on, it's, yeah, he's good. First Imperial Guard Trooper came out all right. I'm really glad those figures survived pretty well, because those are expensive.
And some of these figures were out of the box, too, when they hit the ground.
Yeah. All the figures, they all came out pretty well. Is that all 7 of them? But yeah, I've only seen 6 there, aren't I?
Yeah. Where's the 7th one?
Is it still outside?
It might be outside. It is outside.
Wait, you're right. Wait. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It might have.
Oh, wait, no,
oh,
there
no,
he is.
There he is.
Mixed them in. Dang it. We thought that would be fun. No, they all survived. No points
fuzzy
lost
stuff.
There.
Confetti.
I'm sorry.
Was lame.
Slide them off the side. Get my custom case out then.
That took more damage, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Where? Yeah, like I said, it looked like it busted up more.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that got cracked up.
That's
yeah.
still probably not worse than a 3, though. It doesn't look pretty, but still not worse than a 3.
That hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle made sure that was going to be destroyed.
I wonder, surprise, surprise, Kyle had out for something of mine. Inside?
Whoa!
I figured I shuffled around
a
bit.
Yeah, they are a bit.
1, 2,
but they're still
three,
good, aren't they?
4, 5, 6. Yeah, no damage to the figure, so.
Very nice.
Your case held up?
It held up pretty darn good. Now the GW case, which probably structurally is still the best off. I'd say it's still 4.
I would say, yeah, it's well worth its money, well worth its weight in gold.
But what's that in there? There's something rattling in there.
Uh-oh.
Plastic?
But, you know, it doesn't sound too bad. That open.
Ooh. Hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All 7 are perfectly fine. Yeah.
Well, even though it was given a bit of structural damage in the beginning, it held out in the long run.
It held up. So let's see here. Let's run through our final scores. So if I still got the marker in my pocket.
I think JW won this one out.
You gave me the marker?
I think so.
Yeah.
Any marker. You want the red marker?
Actually,
it's pink.
Whatever. Pink. So the final scores we ended up with was the War Machine box. We still gave it an integrity of 2. It didn't suffer. It suffered one more figure loss. So it's down to 6. So its total score was 8 overall. The plastic box we decided was an integrity of 1 because the lid's barely holding on. It didn't lose any figures though, right? So it's still it's down to a 10. Mine, we're still at a 3 integrity, no figure loss, so it's still chilling at 12. And the GW case, no more structural damage, all 9 points, giving it a 13. So, after all 5 tests, Games Workshop takes the lead with 13 points. I'm in second with 12. Plastic Box is in third with 10. And in dead last, surprisingly not eliminated, would be the War Machine Box with 8 points.
It's amazing to have some of the, you know, structural. You think these would have been damaged more, especially these two.
I think,
but
the only real case where this wasn't damaged more than figures, there wasn't enough figures in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Not enough weight.
If you probably would have packed them in there, they would have been dying. Like
exactly.
Crazy. Yeah.
So based on the weight, lack of weight for the test, was shockingly, I mean, it still took, you know, it took a good beating from the weight, which I was shocked that it more than only one figure got destroyed.
I would say overall, if I had to pick, I'd probably still go with my custom case, just because
for value,
it's less than half the price of the GW thing. And granted, it looks ugly with this massive blast here and a little bit of damage to it, but it protected the figures just as well.
Yeah,
and it's not likely you're going to be throwing it off a balcony.
Yeah, that's
not too often. We don't recommend doing that.
No, and unless you want to waste your money.
So I think when you get the GW case, I mean, it's $57.
It's worth it. It's
well,
worth it to have, as long as you don't want to spend time building something.
I guess I don't think it's worth $57. It definitely is.
I mean, I'm a little concerned about how it popped.
Those latches were kind of weak.
Yeah, they were a little weak. Although they held up, I mean, with the bigger stuff, bigger stuff. And I love it how I thought when the 10 pound weight came down, I think that it just bounced. It held up really well with that. So,
I think this kind of sticks to my whole philosophy of the Games Workshop. Is they're a luxury brand. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get quality, but you're gonna pay for it, and you're gonna pay a lot. It's your call. You know, it's just like, you know, buying any luxury item. You're gonna get a nice product, but you're gonna pay more than probably a cheaper product that can be just as effective.
I still rather have this be painted.
Yes,
and then it'd be worth 50.
You could do that yourself.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if I dropped right now and split in two. So I guess this plastic box, no.
Yep.
No way.
No way.
No, it's too fragile.
The figure stayed intact, though.
Figure stayed intact, but the box cracks too easily.
Yeah.
It's not very... I mean, I wouldn't recommend a cardboard box ever, but...
Amazingly,
it is. Yeah, just don't drop
for
something
nothing,
on it.
Yeah, for nothing.
For a part of the Battle Box group, which is, what, retails around...
$50 now?
$50, but online. You can always get it down to 30 easily.
So let's just finish up here. We got an email. It's actually Ryan standing at the moment. So
good job. You're trying to tell that email.
I didn't know what it was for. I had no idea what it was for.
All right, good job.
We got an email here from listener Mark. Just ask us a quick question about why we don't talk about Monster Apocalypse anymore, because there are some big sets coming out. Series 4 is due out. Maybe by the time you listen to this, it's early October, I think, something like that. But they've all had two more sets since then. It was I Chomp New York and All Your Base. The reason we don't talk about it much, is we just don't play it anymore. And not that it's a bad game.
No, it's a great game. It's an awesome game.
He replied to my response saying, I think one of us gave it a game of the year last year, I think.
Ryan did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I loved it.
I mean, it's a fantastic game, but
no one else plays it besides us around
it's
here.
Sad, yeah, it's terrible. I mean, how you can
play. I mean, even the greatest game, if no one else plays it, becomes pretty much worthless. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the reality I guess telling him, we live in an area that's highly controlled by GW. There's literally one independent game store within an hour drive of us right now.
That's not
everything else is Games Workshop.
Yeah.
So the reality is, if it's not 40K and not fantasy, you're probably not going to easily find opponents. It's sad, unfortunate. We're trying to get that to change, but you know, none of us have the money to start up a game store, so we can't do anything.
What happened
right
to
now.
Your? Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't. I got to find out.
But we're definitely still keep tabs on this game. I mean, it's a game we definitely still keep tabs on. We love playing it when we can.
Yeah. So here's what we got coming up the rest of the year. We got 5 episodes left. Next episode, my goal is to do the review of Arcane Legions, the new Willis Expedition mass fantasy combat collectible game. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be out. The release date was October 7th, which as we're recording now, it would be this Wednesday. As you listen to us, it'd be a previous Wednesday.
Yeah.
So our goal is next episode to do a full review of that game. Actually, it looks kind of cool. I mean, it's dirt cheap. I'm amazed how cheap it is.
Okay.
You literally, for $15, you get $15 because you box of 40 figures.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wow.
It is a really cheap game. So that's its biggest thing. Of course, at the end of the year, we got our fun screw-off Christmas special episode, whatever we're going to do this year. I don't know yet.
Are we going to be testing out MK2, the new rules of MK2?
Probably do that once all the books out.
All the books are out? Okay.
Because that's another thing.
But those are the official rules
on the
site.
They are the official rules, but I want to see them in book form, you know, how the artwork looks, all the whole details, pricing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That'll
be next year.
Yeah, that'll be next year sometime. We're probably going to try to get some few of my friends together to talk about, like, we did the state of the game industry last year. We got more economic kind of crazy stuff, how it's affecting the local scene, what games are doing well, who's going to die this year.
Who's being brought back to life.
Back. Yeah, that fueled some of Kyle's anger today as he's throwing the cases down, which, if you haven't heard, is the NECA, the National Entertainment Collectors Association or something, bought the rights for WizKids and all their games.
So it's coming back to life.
They started a new spin-off company called WizKids. It's going to probably be a new set of employees, you know, different location, but same name.
Well, I have to give them a chance then.
Yeah, the first release is a new HeroClix expansion coming out this fall.
Is MechWarrior going to be coming back?
MechWarrior was not in the deal, for what I can tell. As far as I know, BattleTech is still owned by TOPS. And so is something else was too.
What
Shadow
is TOPS doing?
I don't know. We don't know why they're holding on to it, but we'll speculate about that later. Long story short, all that stuff. This leaves us so far with 2 episodes I don't have planned yet.
Any ideas?
What I'm going to bring to you guys, we have 2 options. If we want to do one more review, we can either do A, the new series of Monster Apocalypse, Series 4, like Mark wants, or Privateer Press also has a new game coming out called Grind. It is a spin-off of War Machine, which is basically kind of like how Games Workshop did with Blood Bowl with Warhammer Fantasy. It's a sports game with Warjacks.
Interesting.
So we'll go ahead. We can talk about that off air. Those are our 2 options if you want
to
do another review.
Emails to give us, you know, idea of which way you'd rather, what you'd rather see.
We can make up our minds doing it, but you guys can tell us what your input is too.
So with that, Mark's got 1 vote in for Series 4 Monster Apocalypse. And with that, I guess we're just about done. I think our tape's finally running out here. So
pretty quickly.
Want to sign off?
Well, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
The Tabletop Battlefield is copyright 2007-2009 by Jason Rutherford and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.patefighter.com and is used in their Creative Commons license.
Well, Ryan has already taken off, so we're going to have a little extra fun here with the cases. Kyle's standing over that way with one of my Dagger Here swords, and we're basically going to do some fun testing with them. So, GW case is up first.
I'm going to actually do it this way.
Okay, do that way?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Kyle. Go nuts. Oh, my. Wow. Well, there goes $50. I shouldn't be laughing about this, but I am. That was just too freaking cool. I mean, the case is intact. All you did was break the latches.
I broke them solidly.
Wow. That's a one heck of a case, though.
It really is. They improved the latch system on it. It'd actually be impassable.
That was freaking cool. All right, my turn to trash one. I want to trash this little plastic one here. So here, take the camera.
I think you'll do better if you did like a baseball
swing. You're probably right.
Okay, so hold on one second. Let me, all right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Die, plastic piece of crap!
Oh! Oh! Oh, I got to see everything fly out of it.
By the way, don't try that at home, kids.
Unless you got a bunch of money and time.
Just don't listen to God. Don't try it out. It's been a week at her and do something crazy stupid than you do. That's what we do in this show. So
that's right. Just let other people do stupid stuff and themselves get hurt.
All right. Well, that's about it. So
all
thanks
right.
For watching. We'll see you guys. Thanks for watching. See you guys again in about 2 weeks.
So I'm going to talk about how we score the cases between the tests. That didn't go too well. Is there still water in here from when I was recording 5 days ago?
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Oh, that tasted nasty.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's going to the end of the show.
Oh,
boy.